Miss Liza?
Well, hello, Miss Jessalyn. I see you are running the mercantile today.
Oh, yes, Miss Liza, I am. Only for a little while, though. Papa just had to run across the street to send some mail off.
I see.
He told me if anyone came into the shop to call in tomorrow. But I am in charge of straining these cranberries and flying across the counter. How's your squirrel?
My squirrel? Oh, yes, you did enjoy playing with him last time you visited. Well, I finally decided on a name. I call him Bandit because he's constantly stealing food I leave out and hiding it in secret hiding places in my kitchen.
He was so precious when I saw him. I suppose he's not a baby squirrel anymore. Is his leg better?
Yes, my little splint did the job. He and I are quite attached. Where is your Aunt Amara? I'd like to speak with her.
She's in the back. I can get her.
Liza, it's so good to see you in town again.
Amara, it's good to be back.
How are you really? It's been several months since Locke died. Are you...
recovering? It's still hard to talk about it. This will be my first Christmas without him.
Oh, Liza.
It's fine. I'm determined not to be alone for Christmas, though. Which is why I'm here. I'm hosting a Christmas dinner at my home. I thought I'd stop by to purchase some food, decorations, and see if you'd like to celebrate Christmas with me, Amara.
Why, I'd love to come. My sister's family and I are celebrating our family Christmas in the morning, so it'll work.
I know many people are having morning celebrations. That's why mine is in the evening.
You can count on me. Oh, may I bring a guest? My sweetheart Daniel will be here.
Yes, of course. The more the merrier.
But, Liza, your home is so small.
That's why I'm having a small bonfire outside as well, for socializing.
How many are coming?
You are the 10th person I've invited.
With that many people, you really won't be spending Christmas alone.
Some already have said they may not be able to make it, but I told them a place would be saved for them regardless. I have a couple more to invite, and then I'll stop.
Let's hope you have nice weather for that. My brother says that he sees all the signs of a harsh winter, even a blizzard.
Well, the weather has been mild this winter so far.
Yes, but it's been very cold lately. Let's hope that it doesn't snow much. Otherwise, it's nearly impossible to get to your house.
I think it will be fine. Christmas is next week. Cold, perhaps, but it will be warm with friendship.
You are right.
Here's my list.
Okay, sugar, cinnamon, da-da-da-da-da. Yes, I will get these for you. Looks like this will be a delicious feast.
May I help Aunt Amara?
Yes. Why don't you show Miss Liza to the fabric we just got in, and I'll go get the list.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you excited for Christmas, Jess?
Oh, yes. A week feels so far away.
Yes, it does. I can't wait either.